أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نساؤكم حرث لكم فاتوا حرثكم أنى شئتم وقدموا لأنفسكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم ملاقوه وبشر المؤمنين. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained one major aspect of marriage, and that is when a woman is, she is in her menses, then we should not have relationships with her. In fact, from her navel to her knee, a person should not touch that body. There should be no skin contact with that part of the body as long as she is in her menses. And when she becomes pak again, properly pak, then by all means you can go to her and you can have relationships with her. This is such a thing that it is not easy, especially for young people when they are married. So Allah Ta'ala has explained that keep on making tawbah. If you make mistakes in this aspect, make tawbah. Allah loves those who make tawbah. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin. And Allah has given it such a level that those people who do not commit sins, who keep themselves pure of sins, وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِّرِينَ, Allah loves those people also, and those who make tawbah, Allah puts them in the same category as though as if they also did not commit any guna. So Allah knows you are weak, you will make mistakes in this, keep on making tawbah, don't justify yourself, make tawbah, prevent, save yourself completely. If you do make tawbah. Then now in this ayat Allah explains, and this is a very important subject which comes in other places of the Quran also, one of the many objects of nikah. Why should we get married? Nisa'ukum harthul lakum. Tumhari aurte tumhari kheti hai. Your wives are your farms. That is, like in a farm, a farmer plants his seeds and then he gets his crops. So your wives also, they are your farm, that you plant your seed, your semen, you put it in the right place, and then you'll get the crop of children. And this is a great asset of yours, those children, and then bring them up properly. They are your great support in this world. And as this ayat explains, for your akhirat, if you brought up your children properly, they will be your great assets and investments of akhirat. So your wives are your farm and your field for you to plant your seeds. فَأَتُوا حَرْثَكُمْ أَنَّا شِئْتُمْ. So جَاؤُوا أَبْنِي كَيْتِي مَنْ جَهَاں سِي جَاؤُوا. So go to your farms as you please, in whichever way. There are many ways that you can go to your farm, that is to your wives, all are permissible. In whichever way you want to, but only in the right place. Don't go to the wrong place. That is the back. That is totally haram. It is only the Shias who permit this, and they say that there is reward, na'uzu billah, in that. But it is completely and totally haram to approach your wives from the back. And the purpose that you go to your wives and they are your farms, and you are permitted to go in whichever way you want to, but see that you go to the right place, that is to the front. وَقَدِّمُوا أَنفُسِكُمْ. Or aage ki tadbeer karo apne waaste, and prepare for yourselves for your akhirah. This is also a great ibadat. And in Islam, marriage is not just a social, one of social thing, just that the boy and girl have grown up, now they get married. But it is a great ibadat. If it is done properly, and those children, they are conceived properly in the correct way, and we bring them up properly, Allah says that this is all your great preparation for the akhirah. So send forward to your akhirah. You are not going to live forever and do good deeds. You are going to die. But if you brought up your children properly, and they will carry on deen and Islam and do righteous deeds, all that sawab will be coming to you also. And if Khuda Nakhasta you did not bring them up properly, and you left them loose, and they went in the wrong direction, all their sins will also accumulate on you. So it is very important that the children must be brought up, have children. Allah encourages this. As we read previously, that the month of Ramadan, Allah encouraged to have relationships with one wife in Ramadan. And those children, Allah explained, that will be born, who are conceived in Ramadan, will be very pious and righteous. Here also Allah Ta'ala says that this is not just a dunya's thing, that we get married, we have relationship, but it is a great ibadah. So Allah says, have your children and in them prepare for your akhirat. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ Or darte raho, Allah says, and keep on fearing Allah. Even when you are having relations with your wife, be conscious of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is watching you that time. Don't do anything wrong at that time. Never approach her from the back. In her menses, don't approach her. Approach her in the right way and fear Allah. Allah has given you your wife, and it is a great favor of Allah that He has given you. Respect and honor her. Don't treat her like a street woman, and don't all your terrible desires you have, and in very terrible ways you try and satisfy yourself from her, that is not correct. Fear Allah. She's a respectable woman. Don't let her do wrong things. Don't have oral sex. Don't have anal sex. Don't do all the wrong things. Do the right things. Allah has given her to you. Respect her. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ Or jaan rakho ke tumko usse milna hai. And remember, you have to meet Allah. You are going to go to Him, He is going to question you. This is a great amana that He has put in your hand. Your wife is not just any ordinary woman. She Allah chose her for you, respect her and honor her. And you will be questioned about her. And that she was put in your amanat and in your trust, how did you look after that amanat? During the day in front of everyone, in front of the children in the house, how did you look after her? At night when you were alone with her, under your sheeting and covering, how did you treat her? All that you will be questioned also. So Islam is that complete, comprehensive way. In Islam, we don't have to look to other people. What they do, how they live their lives. Allah has given us clear-cut direction, and we should follow that. And a person who does that, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ or خُشْخَبْرِ سُنَا iman وَعَلُكُ And those who observe the commands of Allah, give them glad tidings that you have achieved a great thing. And that is a great test, because when a person's lust overtakes him, he does, and he wants to do all funny and terrible things. He does a lot of haram also. Even with his own wife, he goes out of beyond the limits also. But those who observe the commands of Allah, they are the true believers. And give them glad tidings. And Allah has been so kind, as in the previous ayat, Allah knows you will make mistakes. Allah said, keep on making tawbah. Allah will love you just as He loves those people who do not make mistakes. Who are the very pious, the muttaqi, and they don't do anything wrong. You do wrong. You make tawbah, Allah will love you also just as much. So these are great guidelines for us, and every prospective husband should be make himself aware of all these. And he should know that when I marry, how I should treat my wife. And those who have been married for so long, and we are not aware, or it is not in our minds, all these golden advices of the Quran, we should refresh our minds also. And we should respect our wives accordingly. If we have made mistakes, even ask them for maafi. If we showed them great disrespect, we ill-treated them. We treated them like dirt in the day. We treated them like dirt in the bed. We should ask for forgiveness from them. And we should live a clean life and a proper life. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah gives glad tidings to those people. And Allah is watching us, and to Allah we are going to return. فَإِنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ. You are going to return to Allah and you will meet Allah, and according to your actions, when Allah Ta'ala's meeting and His reaction be according to our actions that we have done. So Allah guide us to righteousness, forgive us all our shortcomings, respect our women folk, and let honor them for what they are, that Allah has given them to us. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا.